It is so easy to buy things these days. Just one click and you're done. That blue blouse with the scalloped collar will be delivered to you. So will that sofa throw that looked like it would go perfectly with your couches. But when these things arrive at your house, you find that the blouse is just a little too tight in the chest, and the colors of the caftan totally clash with all the other colors in the room. But man, repackaging it is a hassle, and getting to the post office, for our younger listeners, this is a physical location where you send things to other people. That can be a real hassle, and so it sits there, thrown in a box in the back of a closet. And then the next time you find that you've bought something that you really don't want or have room for, that closet gets a little fuller. We seem to have become a society of accumulators. Our next guest sees no end in sight. Alana Semuels is a staff writer at The Atlantic, and she wrote a piece entitled, "We Are All Accumulating Mountains of Things." Alana, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I totally relate to your article. I understand that there are things, I just moved actually, and there are things I brought with me that I don't even think I need. Why are Americans amassing so much stuff?
Well, it's gotten so much easier to shop, right? So before the internet, you had to go to a physical store, you had to drive there, you had to park, you had to look for something. They might not have what you needed. Now there's this store online that basically has anything you could ever want, and you can shop anytime. You know, I interviewed one guy for the story who says he wakes up in the middle of the night and sometimes buys things kind of half asleep. You can talk to your Alexa or Google assistant to buy things. So it's really easy to do. And then, of course, the rise of global manufacturing has made things much cheaper than they used to be. So you can get a pair of jeans for $5 directly from China.
That is true. But then it costs you like $20 to send them, right?
It depends. China actually has some pretty cheap shipping rates. It sometimes can cost as little as $6 to ship from there.
So I'm intrigued by the guy who buys things in his sleep. This seems like more of a disorder than just accumulation.
It's funny. I was looking on Twitter, and there are actually a lot of people that said this. You know, I asked him, and he said, well, I always buy stuff that I end up using, so it's not a big deal. And he's able to stop himself from buying things. You know, he was going to buy this pizza pool float that he saw, and he's like, you know what? I don't have a pool. I'm not going to buy a pool float. So I think for a lot of people, it's just something fun. You know, you get a dopamine hit when you buy stuff, and it's just kind of a hobby, I guess.
So what are Americans spending on?
A lot of stuff. Clothes, shoes. We bought 66 garments a person last year, spending 20% more money than 2000.
Wow.
Some of the stuff is related to phones and devices. You know, you have a device and then they change it and you have to get a new charger, you have to get new headphones, and devices, you change them every couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Personal care products, you know, lotions and hair products, stuff like that. You know, I think at a lot of colleges, people's parents send them, you know, crackers or kind of non-perishable foods. So just kind of all sorts of stuff that we just use in our daily lives.
66 garments per person. I don't think I have that many garments in my closet, much less replace them every single year. Who's buying this stuff?
That's a good question. I mean, I think some of it's probably stuff like socks and underwear.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is obviously averaged out per person, but this is from the American Apparel and Footwear Association. And, yeah, as I said, it's just so cheap.
Are there more of us? Are there more people and we're just buying more things?
There are more people, but the amount of stuff we buy, you know, for instance, telephone and related communication equipment, right? From 2000, we spent 4,000% more than we did in 2002, and the population only rose like 13%. So there are more of us, but each of us are also buying more stuff. And part of that is because some of the stuff we're buying is probably lower quality. So maybe you buy a shirt, you wear it a couple times, it gets a hole, then you throw it out.
So what is the big deal here? So we're buying more stuff. It's in our closets. We eventually throw it away or give it to Goodwill or recycle it in some way. So what's the big deal that we are accumulating so much?
I mean, part of the problem is that a lot of it can't be recycled. So textiles, they're working on figuring out how to recycle textiles, but are not quite there yet. So you might send something to Goodwill, and they'll keep it if it's in good quality, but otherwise it's going to go into the landfill. So a lot of textiles go into the landfill, about 66% of textiles go into the landfill. Mm. Plastics, you know, you throw the plastic bottle in the recycling, you feel good about yourself, 75% of plastics go in the landfill.
We throw them in recycling?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So you think about, I always think about the movie, the Pixar movie WALL-E, where humans have abandoned the planet because we bought so much stuff and then discarded it that there wasn't any room left. And, you know, we're not quite there yet, but you just kind of have to wonder as the population grows and as countries like China and India have a bigger middle class and they start to shop more, what are we going to do with all this junk?
So one of the things, this struck me when I first read it is kind of a first world problem. But what you're saying here is this really isn't a first world problem. This could be a serious problem for the planet if it's not already.
Yeah. And I think, you know, National Geographic had a really interesting series about plastics this summer. And it was really kind of plastics everywhere across the world. People are just discarding all sorts of plastics. They're ending up in the ocean. They're ending up just in places that they shouldn't be. And then, you know, China, we had been sending a lot of our trash to China. And last year it kind of said, you know, we don't want any more trash. We're getting enough. You can't send us anymore. So, you know, there is signs that we're running out of places to put it.
So one of the things that you wrote in your article is that houses are bigger and we're using more storage units. Wouldn't you think, I guess maybe I didn't because I brought stuff with me, but wouldn't you think that people would realize that they're being overrun with stuff?
I think people kind of convince themselves that they need this stuff, though. You know, I find myself doing this. It's kind of like, I'm an environmentalist. I'm not going to buy too much stuff, but boy, do I need another sweatshirt because it's cold out. And so, you know, I think as we accumulate more stuff, we convince ourselves we need more stuff. You think about 100 years ago, how much more stuff we have than we had then. Right. I talked with one professor who asked his students to kind of count the number of belongings they had on them in sitting in class. It was something like 50. You know, if you count the number of things you carry around with you, I'm sure, you know, if you took a time machine back 50 years, people would be like, what is that? All that junk.
Yeah, because most of it's electronic, too. So is this inspiring people to just get rid of their stuff? Is this making the zero waste movement even bigger?
Well, there definitely is a zero waste movement. And, you know, Ann Patchett, the author, wrote this really interesting essay last year where she said, I'm not going to shop for a year. And there are a bunch of people that kind of followed her lead. But I think, you know, at the same time that there's a growing zero waste movement and anti-shopping movement, we're also in this booming economy. And people are feeling really good. You know, maybe household income is kind of flat from the 2000s, but it's higher than 2011. So kind of every year people have more money and they're spending more of it. So I think at the same time there's this zero waste movement, there's also this kind of growing consumerism and they're canceling each other out.
So one of the things that struck me as a first world problem is that there are people who don't have the choice to shop during the year. I mean, there are people who simply don't shop for a year because they can't afford it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think only about 30% of households who have incomes under $25,000 are Amazon Prime members. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, you know, in response to this story, I got a lot of emails and tweets from people that said, I live in this rural location. I don't have that much money, but, you know, it saves me money, gas money and time to just shop online. And, you know, when I shop online, I do it I'm very considerate about it. But, you know, I'm being conservative when I shop.
So what are the dilemmas we're looking at moving forward from this?
I mean, I think one of the big things is what we're going to do with all this stuff, how we're going to get rid of it, how we're going to recycle it.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, these bigger houses are really interesting. It's just fascinating to me that houses have gone up every year. Despite the recession, house sizes are growing. And then I think quality of items. So if we keep wanting to buy cheaper and cheaper stuff, are we just going to end up with a bunch of stuff that breaks after a year or two? And that's going to make the trash problem even worse. You know, I think it's all about the trash.
Alana Semuels is a staff writer at The Atlantic, and she wrote a piece entitled, We Are All Accumulating Mountains of Things. Thank you for this conversation, Alana. I'm going to go reassess my home.
Thanks for having me.
It's The Morning Show.